So every year we celebrate World No Tobacco Day on 31st of May. The theme for this year is Tobacco is a Threat to Development. It threatens us all. It kills people prematurely. It exacerbates poverty, contributes to global hunger, reduces economic productivity, and damages the environment.
And it particularly affects poor societies. You say the cost of tobacco use is not only human, 7 million people a year are killed. It also costs households and governments over $1.4 trillion. And that's through healthcare expenditure and lost productivity.
That's correct. It's 1.8% of total GDP. And there is lost productivity and disease burden. And we have solutions for this. We have the measures which the governments have adopted called the Framework Convention on Tobacco. We have the measures to raise taxes, which are a win-win, which governments can increase their resources and also at the same time reduce the demand for tobacco.
Okay, I'm just wondering how you're going to convince governments to raise taxes more, some would say. People are already heavily taxed and you're denying them their pleasure in life. What would you say to that? How would you respond?
So the truth is that more and more tobacco use now in developing countries, more than 80%, more poor consume tobacco. And if they were to quit tobacco usage, they will benefit. Getting governments to impose taxes actually helps the governments help the poor and the vulnerable groups.
But you have the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, and member states have also committed to reducing premature deaths from non-communicable diseases such as heart and lung disease, cancer and diabetes, and tobacco is a key risk factor in all of these. And they've committed to reducing these by one third by 2030. But how confident are you that member states are actually going to do this?
A number of countries have imposed significant tobacco taxes and benefit out of it. The Philippines, for example, introduced sin tax and they've generated more than $3.9 billion extra revenue. The Gambia imposed taxes and the benefits are already to be seen. So it's not that countries are not implementing this. There are more than 40 countries where we are working on tobacco taxes and they are all putting in policies which allow for progressive increase in tobacco taxes over time.
And finally, for World No Tobacco Day 2017, there's new information from the World Health Organization that tobacco has a fairly heavy environmental impact. Can you give me a bit more detail? I mean, people probably know that cigarettes are toxic, but people perhaps didn't know there were about 7,000 toxic chemicals that poison the environment.
There's a lot of chemicals and pesticides used for tobacco cultivation. More than 11 million metric tons of wood is used annually for tobacco curing, which leads to deforestation and contributing to carbon dioxide emissions. Tobacco is a crop is known to cause soil erosion. But the problem is even more when we look at tobacco manufacturing, where there are a lot of wastage at the production level, and then the products which get consumed lead to a lot of post-consumer waste, let's say litter. So we can see almost 40% of coastal and urban litter from cigarette butts. So at all levels, there is evidence to show that tobacco growing, tobacco manufacturing and consumption is impacting on the environment in a big way. And much of this evidence is not known outside of the sector. And we are taking the report to create that knowledge and understanding and advocate for more work in this area.